Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, I'm Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really, 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 really the only way you win, right? The only way that you actually get something accomplished. When you get informed and you can engage and you have real information, you can push the ball forward, I guess, as they say. Anyway, I always appreciate it. Crazy weekend, right? Lot going on this weekend? Quite a bit. I guess we found out that Trump wasn't the liar they all said he was. The xenophobe, the China hater. Now we're finding out that, maybe the Wuhan virus, the Chinese virus, really came from China. How about racist? I have no idea. I didn't do well with the English language. Don't get me wrong. You hear me every day. I don't have the full grasp. Seriously. Now, they need to pay for this. China does. Doesn't matter how you feel about it. You got Joey B running around going, well, it's our relationship. They haven't killed enough Americans yet. Seriously. This is how crazy this is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just love more and more as the day's going. If you guys will pay subtle attention, or I should say, let me rephrase that. Pay attention to the subtleties that the Dems and the Dem Party, in speaking with Joe Biden, are saying about him. No, really, think about it. Because now they're talking about his mistakes, what he should have done, how come he wasn't there faster, that kind of thing. And now the fact is, he's talking about not going at all to Ohio. Right? You think that's right? You think that's the right way to do it? I don't. He needs to go. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Look, I want to get away from like the mainstream news because we're hearing all this stuff constantly. It's coming at you at a million miles an hour, right? So I am not a big Hollywood fan, if you would. I don't follow a lot of what they do, how they do, where they do. So Mark Wahlberg and family. Actually grew up in the same area I did. He's a lot younger than I am, obviously. But he grew up in the same area that I did. And his past, and many people have pasts. I have a past. I'm not not gone to jail, but we all have pasts, right? We all have things, something that we may not be proud of doing. And I don't care what it is. I don't care how big, how small. Well, apparently Mark Wahlberg's past came back to haunt him after a social media firestorm raised over him presenting an award to the Asian cast of Everything Everywhere All at Once. This is the Screen Actors Guild award. Now, the images showed Wahlberg presenting, I can't pronounce the name, with an outstanding performance by a cast at a Motion Picture Award for Film. Now, that sowed the seeds of outrage because of his past. He's 51 years old. Okay, so he's a little more than 10 years younger than I am. He was convicted of assaulting a Vietnamese-American shoekeeper, Johnny Trinh, along another Vietnamese man in 1988. Now, listen carefully. When he was 16. All right? Listen. The party of forgiveness and love and understanding, right? They never went after this guy before. Never. I'm going to tell you why they did in a minute. Right? So anyway, they're coming after him big time now because of something he did when he was 16 years old. Wahlberg punched one of them in the eye and knocked out the other with a wooden stick. Investigators at the time said that Wahlberg used the G word, racial slur against East Asians, verbally mocked their eye shape, and so on. That same stuff that any 16-year-old jerk would do. Those are Joe's words. And listen, I'm not giving him a pass for this. It was wrong. But do you not mature as you get older? I should hope so. Do you not realize you did some stupid things when you were younger? See, that's what was always great about America. That was always great about the United States, is that we gave people second chances. We understood that they did stupid things when they were young. Bonnie Steinberg, managing editor of The Inside Hook, tweeted to Wahlberg's president, I got to say, having Mark Wahlberg, who went to jail as a teen for committing a hate crime against a Vietnamese man, and then have him present an award there. Some pointed out that Will Smith was not given the opportunity to present awards. Well, Wahlberg was. Matt Samet, an attorney from California, tweeted, really interesting that Will Smith wasn't invited to present Best Actress while Mark Wahlberg is presenting an ensemble award to a film with a predominantly Asian cast based on what he did. Again, Smith did that just recently. Wahlberg did it when he was a 16-year-old jerk. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Someone's in your house. It's a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. We're talking about Mark Wahlberg, the big to-do over the fact that when he was 16... apparently, he beat up an Asian fella. Maybe two, I don't know. Went to jail for a little bit for it. 16 years old. Used racial slurs, went to jail. So the left right now is like up in arms over the fact that he got to actually give this award out. When Will Smith, for what he did, was, you know, ostracized. He said, no, nobody know how. And I don't know about you guys, I'm just trying to think this through. Wahlberg was 16. I knew where he grew up, very tough neighborhood, probably a little bit of a punk, if you would. And when I say tough, I mean tough. Probably, like I said, a bit of a punk. Let me see. And then you got Will Smith. Already got all that money, got a woman to cheat on him, got what he referred to as an open marriage. You got to make you feel good. Right? And as a full-grown adult, a full-grown man, as I'd like to say, he couldn't keep his hands to himself. Now, if you agree that those are the same category, I'd love to hear that. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. It makes no sense whatsoever. Right? And yet the left can't see the difference between the two. Another tweet, citing a separate Daily Mail report from 2014, wrote that Wahlberg was 16 and high. The victim was forgiven him. Wahlberg offered to fly the victim to Los Angeles so he could apologize in person. The victim wasn't seriously injured and was already blind. Oh, my God. Now, Wahlberg said in 2016 interview with the wiretap, or with the rap, I'm sorry, he was relieved to hear that the man's eye wound came from an early 1970s instead of his incident, adding, I was able to meet with him and his wife and his daughter, apologize for those horrific acts, and some good came out of it. Now, here's the other thing. See, they don't want you to make good. They don't want you to be better. They don't want you to find these things that they can come back and say, look, you know what? Yeah, I was stupid. I was a jackwagon. I shouldn't have done it. No reason to act like that. I'm sorry, and I'm making it right. I'm going to make it right. You can't take the punch back. So you pay for it for the rest of your life? No, really, think about it. Think it through. You pay for it the rest of your life. The left will make you pay for it the rest of your life, but not the right. They won't make their own. You think of some of the stuff that Barack Obama didn't said. They were fine. You think of some of the people around them. What they did and said against women. Right, against blacks, they don't care. They just don't care because you have to understand something. They really don't want honesty. They don't want, real justice, if you would. Right? I mean, seriously. What they want is total control. They want you to feel bad about what they believe. You should feel bad about, apologize for what you think they should apologize to. And still never get, never get an apology from them. Right? Because they're so much smarter than you are. Don't you know that? Didn't you hear that one? Yeah, that was good too. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're involved, that you're engaged. That you're being part of it. Yeah, Pete Buttigieg is in trouble again. Not just for showing up late this time, though. Apparently, he's an extensive private jet traveler. Right? I mean, don't you love these guys? They rail against people with money. They rail against all the riches of people with money and what they call privilege have. But they do the exact same things. They do the exact same things, and they don't want to be called out for it. Well, the Department of Transportation instituted its own internal watchdog report. They're going to audit the transportation of Secretary Pete Buttigieg. He's got extensive travel. Let me see. He uses private jets. The agency confirmed to Fox News on Monday that these things actually really did happen. Now, the Department of Transportation Inspector General, he's taking this under his wing. They're taking it under his wing. They've been working on it for 2 months. It showed that Buttigieg, who's repeatedly argued in favor of aggressive action to combat climate change, has taken at least 18, ready for this one, 18, 18 flights using taxpayer-funded private jets. Really, that simple. In early 2021, 18 flights. They're not cheap, people. And what gave him the right to do that? Why did he get to do that? Then a news source also obtained Buttigieg's internal calendar. After Americans for Public Trust helped determine the Secretary Buttigieg, he was using excessively taxpayer-funded government jets. Finally, nothing to look about this. You realize that, right? He won't lose his job. He won't resign, and the left sure as heck won't call him out for it. You think about that. Everyday Americans back in 2021, fighting to put food on their table. fighting to keep your jobs, fighting to put gas in the car. Right? Trying to stay safe. Keep your family safe based on what they were being told. I mean, seriously. And he's flying private jets for all intents and purposes. And frankly, what they did was they went to the times that he flew and they looked, and commercial jets were there for him. Commercial flights would have been easy for him to get on. Commercial flights would have been easy for him to use. Right? Now, Buttigieg also has been accused of, they're working on proving it, and that, so I don't know if this is true, brought his husband on a military aircraft to attend sporting events in the Netherlands. Even the appearance of is bad. And they don't care. They just don't care. Now, his use of government-managed private jets, which are part of a small fleet, they're managed by the FAA. Right? He would travel round trip from Washington, D.C. to Las Vegas to promote public works projects. He did this several times in August of, 2021. Another example, right, he used a private jet to fly to multiple states, most of which have largely been considered swing states in recent federal elections. In August, as part of the tour, he highlighted the grants that this administration had authorized for them. Just amazing. Right? And Build Back is building a Better America tour that he went on for Joey B. Encompassed Florida, Oklahoma, Minnesota, Ohio, Nevada, and New Hampshire. Yeah, New Hampshire. You heard me. Joe Senior Host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. China says it may start helping the Russians with weapons for their war in Ukraine. Now, the Saudis are publicly confirming they will provide critical aid and hundreds of millions of dollars in to help with critical infrastructure fixes in Ukraine. John Kirby with the White House National Security Council says it's an important step.
We are, and we have been for the last year, asking all partners to do what they can to support Ukraine.
Back in the States, Don't count Jimmy Carter out yet.
Former President Jimmy Carter's niece says,
he's still got some time in him. I just feel like.
Leanne Smith telling Fox News that Carter is,
he's eating and talking and,
and he's even making dinner requests.
They knew I made some soup today, some broccoli and cheese soup, and they texted and said they want some soup.
Earlier this month, the 98-year-old former president decided to spend his remaining time at his home with his family.
Correspondent John Schaefer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to mamby-pamby land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Really, seriously, because you don't want to be part of the problem. Then everybody sees you as a bonehead, and, you know, it's not, just not happy. Not a happy place to be. All right, listen. We're talking about Pete Buttigieg. You know, again, these guys have so many different sets of rules, you can't even keep up with them. I mean, the one rule they do have for the right, wrong, and they're wrong and they need to go to jail. That's kind of their rule, that right? Everything that somebody on the right does is wrong, it's illegal, it's against the law, and they should go to jail for it. That's kind of where they're at. They can get away with anything. Or believe that they should. I mean, you could say that Buttigieg, he's the Secretary of Transportation. Of course, he should be able to use those planes, but not to go check out a sports game in Finland, right? And to promote public works projects in Nevada, back and forth from D.C. several times in August of 2021. Why? Did he get any gambling done? Did he go see a show? I want money back. In another example, he used a private jet to fly to multiple states. Right? Again, there was, as I said before, they're all swing states. He jetted to Florida. He jetted to all these states. Why? What's he need to be there for? At one point, God bless, he took a military aircraft to attend the fifth games in Europe with his husband, Jason. In the same month, Buttigieg jetted off to New York City on one of the government planes for a radio interview. Oh, yeah, I'm sure it had to do something before his job, so yeah, no problem. He also met with the ACLU there. So which is it? No, in all seriousness, should there be a percentage paid back if he was there on personal business? But I'm glad it's an independent audit. I don't know if anything will come out of it. I'm pretty much done and believe that the government's going to do anything for you or me. It ain't going to happen. I mean, remember something. The Congress, we may own the Congress right now, or the House, I should say, for a short period of time. But if we don't get it next time, nothing happens. It's back to the same old, you know, crooky situation. You know what I'm saying? Now, the exception has been with the department's career ethics officials who have served under both Democrat and Republican administrations determined that the use of a 9-seat FAA plane would be either more cost-effective, but should be approved for exceptional scheduling or security reasons and so forth. So on the front end of that, somebody should have approved the use of those planes because the schedule demanded it, because of security reasons, or was actually cheaper. Now let me tell you what. Well, a nine-seater on the west, on the East Coast, going from D.C. to New York might have been cheaper to do. Might have been cheaper to do. Notice I said that? I don't know. But to take a nine-seater across the country? No, not cheaper. He also tweeted Monday that he was thankful for the investigation and added that when he uses government-managed jets, it's usually a situation where doing so saves taxpayer money. Okay. Senator Rubio opened his mouth and said, whoa. Originally requested that the DOT Inspector General open an investigation into Buttigieg on December 16th. It's unclear why he would require such costly travel in these instances when more economical options were reportedly available. I guarantee nobody checked. I guarantee nobody in Buddy Buttercheeks' organization checked anything. Right? And this gets worse. And again, it gets worse. I'm not going to spend the whole time on it, but think about this. Think about how asinine this is. And yet there were, ready for this one? You guys know this one already. They were all over Trump for having what? Two scoops of ice cream. Right? How dare he have two scoops of ice cream? You know, look at the people he has at the table. They deserve it as much, if not more, than you do. Okay, whatever. Always have something to say when it's on the other side. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, Joey B's at it again. Got me totally confused. So, can you imagine? I think some of you can correct me because I don't remember this. Again, like I said, I don't remember this, but vaguely in the back of my head, I remember there was conversation about it. Joey B has decided that he is going to reinvoke the Selective Service Act. He said, yeah, it's my authority as president. I can do it. And he almost sounds like a little boy trying to convince himself that it's okay. Let me see. Can I get this plan? Yeah, I can do this. All right, take a listen.
The illegal Russian offensive has been swift, callous, and brutal. It's barbaric. Putin's illegal occupation of Kyiv and the impending Chinese blockade of Taiwan has created a two-front national security crisis that requires more troops than the volunteer military can supply. I have received guidance from General Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, that the recommended way forward will be to invoke the Selective Service Act, as is my authority as president. The first to be called in a sequence determined by national lottery will be men and women whose 20th birthday falls during calendar year 2023. Remember, you're not sending your sons and daughters to war. You're sending them to freedom. God bless our troops and God bless Ukraine.
God bless our troops
and God bless Ukraine. What? That unreal. Think about this. I want you to think about this. I want you to listen to this one more time, okay?
The illegal Russian offensive has been swift, callous, and brutal. It's barbaric.
Right. What could you say? The illegal invasion at the south of our border is just overwhelming. Hurting us terribly, killing Americans, and costing us all kinds of money.
Putin's illegal occupation of Kyiv and the impending Chinese blockade of Taiwan has created a two-front national security crisis that requires more troops than the volunteer military can supply. I have received guidance from General Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, that the recommended way forward will be to invoke the Selective Service Act, as is my authority as president.
Now notice he's only really talking about Ukraine. And what's going on in Ukraine? And this is why he's going to invoke this. Will we see some of our men and women on the ground there? I don't know. I mean, we've been told now for months, almost a whole year, that we're not ready. We wouldn't be ready to defend against China. We wouldn't be ready to defend Taiwan against China. We've got a lot of stuff going on. We're just not ready for it. So we're going to invoke Selective Service. Why wouldn't we invoke it to take care of our own people? Our southern border. were the cities where people are dying in the streets of the city. I mean, think about what's going on in Chicago alone. And I'll tell you what, if you guys reelect her, I don't even know where to go with that. You should get your own country. We should put a big wall around you, like we were going to do in Mexico. You should be on your own. Why do we keep having to help those people? Why do we keep having to pay money? And don't they all go to Americans? Why do we have to keep paying money for people to keep electing these socialists in? Socialist AGs, DAs, mayors, governors. And then we have to bail them out of their mess. Why is that? It makes no sense. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Crime is up over 40% since Lightfoot took over. Right? I mean, just actually, it's more than that. That's just a 1 year. I can't even imagine. I can't get it to roll off my tongue. It's so crazy. So we're good with selective service, right? First of men and women whose 20th birthday falls during the calendar year 2023. Funny thing about it was selective service was first put into place. They didn't go after the youngest of the young of the young. They wanted these kids to finish school, to do whatever it is that they were doing. I think they start. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. I think they started when the males at 26. 25 or 26. If they're turning 25 or 26 this year, you know, they went after all them. When they couldn't still get the numbers they needed to get, then they went down to the next age. Seriously. It's just amazing. Again, I say, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. A lot more coming up. This is all crazy stuff, and you know it's there. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure. I mean that sincerely. I mean, whether we're on the same page or not, I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air. In a chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. You know, there's it's so hard because there's so much stuff going on in the news to keep up, especially over the weekend. Come on, there was some really crazy stuff that was happening. This is when the Buttigieg thing came out. Now you're looking at really, truly what's going on in Ohio right now. Palestine. I mean, when you think about this, and you think about the cleanup they're trying to do, they took what? I think I heard there was like 3 truckloads of dirt out of there. Are you serious? That many flames, that many chemicals, 3 truckloads, that's it? I mean, I'm not even a chemical engineer. I know that ain't right. Seriously. This is how crazy this is. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And then they're tracking the waste. What waste they've taken back, what waste they've picked up. They're taking that waste not far from there. I mean, this is just nuts. And then on top of all of this, I want you guys to think this through. That's why I keep telling you, they don't care about you. You could think they do, if that makes you, I guess, if it makes you feel better. I don't know. But think about this. Hey, Jill Biden is in Africa. I mean, she could have been on Ohio comforting these people. So Jill Biden goes over to Africa to show young black men how to use condoms. I'm not joking. Look it up yourself. I'm serious. You know, AIDS is running rampant over there for a lot of reasons. You come up with your own, but what I think is really funny, the first person to address AIDS in Africa, and we saw the number of people dying. Anybody know? Yeah, George W. Bush. A Republican. A white Republican president. You know, because we all hate black people. Don't you know that? He was the first to address it. Sent millions over there. And more. Training, all kinds of stuff. So Jill goes over there, she's showing black folks how to put on, young black men, how to put on condoms. And reminding them that it's important that they have condoms on when they have sex. I don't know. Anybody home? Is this really what the first lady's supposed to be doing? And then Janet Yellen, or Janice Yellen, she goes, she's got a check for $1 billion. She goes out, you know, to present it to make sure that people have food and they have heat and they have electricity. To take care of the people that, you know, gone through some devastating things. I'm not talking about Ohio, and you know it. I'm talking about Ukraine. We can't come up with $500 million for Ohio, but we come up with over $1 billion for Ukraine. Again. Are you serious? This is craziness. And it's getting worse. Where was I? Oh, yeah. it's just, again, this is just amazing. And nobody seems to care one way or the other about any of this stuff. It's that important. Anyway, where was I? Yeah, see, I got all carried away. I shouldn't have, but I got all carried away. All right. The, hey. Anybody care about the Queen stuff? The Brits? Didn't we find it hilarious that, was it Harry? Was it Harry? Yeah, Prince Harry. Now think about something. He is right now lecturing Americans on freedom of speech. He's lecturing Americans, United States, U.S. citizens, on how dangerous that could be, how bad it could be. What he has seemed to have forgotten is almost 300 years ago, when we did agree with you're the royal family, we got out and then whipped your behind. Right, when you try to tell us what we could and couldn't do, what we could and couldn't say. Right? We whipped your backside and threw you out. You're here as a guest, buddy boy. You don't hold anything for us. We let your monarchy know we were not interested in your former government. And that was part of the reason you couldn't speak out. See, what people keep forgetting is we're not a democracy. Right? We're a constitutional republic. We believe the power goes from the people up. Not in their day. Even now, to a big degree. Right? You know, if you were the king, think about that back then. The belief was that God gave you the power. And you took that power and you gave it out as you were led to give it out. And if you were on the king's good side, man, you had all kinds of good stuff going on. If you were on the king's bad side, forget about it. Forget about it. You know what I'm saying? But let me, even recently when it goes through the streets, Meghan Markle, she was getting booed. Ooh. I wonder what that did for her ego. Made her nuts, didn't it? Anyway, the reason I bring her up, though, is seriously, Queen Elizabeth, I won't say it was her dying wish, but it was her wish, well known, out in the open, that Camilla not be referred to as queen. She wanted her referred to as queen consort. Right? Now, Camilla's not going to have it, though. She wants to be called queen. And, you know, and Elizabeth had said it in the open, I think it was last year, yeah. Right? She had to, Actually, what was funny was, I'm not into this stuff, but I find it quite amazing. We're still doing things like this in this day and age, right? But she was finally accepted, in essence, into the family last year. Through the Queen. She kind of gave her blessing to be considered a respected member, a respected senior member. Yeah, I just don't even get all of this stuff. I don't have to. Anyway, I just thought it was kind of funny where here they are. They're still searching for relevance. You know, and here's the difference between the old statesman and today. And again, I'm not into all that royalty stuff. I'm not into all the Queen stuff. I'm not all into the pomp and circumstance. But what I really like is the Queen had grace. She was a statesman. She was a wise woman. All right? And she used the love that people had for her to pull people together, not drive them apart. Now, I'm going to get emails from some of you telling me, well, you don't understand what the royal family's like. You don't know what they did here. Yeah, okay, I got it. They were nasty, hateful people one time. They did all kinds of stuff. Whatever. Okay? But she did do a lot of good. She had a lot of influence. People loved seeing her, being around her. And she used that influence for good. Unlike what you're seeing now. Charles couldn't wait. I mean, man, can you, God forgive me, but can you see Charles at night going, God, what are you waiting for? Take her home. I mean, look at the age that he's at. And now he becomes king. He may not be around that much longer. Not like Mom, anyway. Charles is pretty useless. Seriously. I mean, sorry, Harry. Not Charles. Harry. Pretty useless. Well, Charles is pretty useless, too. Sorry. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Dr. B's going to join me in the next hour. Dr. Bridget Melson. I mean, we're still going through a lot of stuff. People are still going through a lot of stuff. If you think that these kids that were, you know, forced to put masks on, forced to go through school and go through all this stuff that was already uncertain with those masks on, are going to be fine in a few weeks, you're out of your mind. Out of your mind. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, just amazing. All right, what else we got? I can pull this off. So Anna Paulina Luna says that her military records were leaked by the Air Force to a Democrat firm. Why? Right? Why? How does that happen? Are we really not that secure? You mean to tell me that people get into our system easily? Now, they're saying that there was an operative who duped the Air Force into releasing service records, committed identity theft for all intents and purposes. Representative Anna Paulina Luna. She revealed that she could be the latest Republican to have her private military records leaked to a Democrat opposition research team. Now, this is a first shot here on Congress. I don't think she's learned how hateful and nasty they can actually be. She accused the Air Force Monday of likely leaking her own military records and failing to respond to the official correspondence demanding answers about the series of leaks. And there's been more than one. You know, and nobody's going to look into it. Come on, guys. The Department of Justice, bought for paid, put away, shoved in the drawer, all done. Right? I'm sorry. I got sidetracked because the SAG Awards are at it again, and they want to beat the red states into submission. Joe Messina, your host. Got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far.